Why are people with diabetes susceptible to depression?
Well, I think it's probably related to the fact that they have a chronic illness that requires them to take care of it day in and day out. They have to take medications, they have to exercise, they have to eat the right foods. Just the stress it puts on them to have to do that day in and day out increases the chances that they may feel depressed.
Well, in a way, it is changing your life around.
Absolutely.
Totally.
Also, some think that possibly the lifestyles that people live may predispose. If maybe they're financially not able to make ends meet, they can't buy the types of foods that they need that are required, the high proteins and so forth. They maybe just generally don't exercise, they don't eat right. That may just cause more depression and more diabetes.
Does the depression tend to occur more with type 1 diabetes or type 2?
The type 2 diabetes, it's more studied. People with type 2 diabetes generally are in their middle years when they develop it, and they do have a higher incidence, twice the incidence of depression as a general population when they have diabetes.
Do we know why exactly, or?
We actually are in the process of trying to determine what maybe some of those reasons are.
Tell me about diabetes distress. What exactly is that?
Diabetes distress is all of the stress that's involved with taking care of the illness itself. There's just a lot of things that go through people's mind when they're diagnosed with diabetes.
Is that the same as depression, or is that something different?
No, depression is an illness that's defined by certain parameters. You either have to have a depressed mood, or you have to have a decreased interest in your life. And then you have to have a symptom complex that defines what depression is.
What would the symptoms be to look for?
Okay. For at least a period of 2 weeks, one has to be having a complete lack of interest in their usual activities for most of the time, or a depressed or sad mood. In addition, there are associated symptoms of sleep problems, appetite problems, energy problems, problems with their thinking, problems with being agitated or slowed down, and suicidal thoughts.
But these are things you have to see over a period of time.
And people with diabetes do not always develop depression, but they can. And I think it's something that providers need to look for and certainly try to detect and treat for the best outcomes for both illnesses.
What type of treatment are we talking about?
Depending on the level of the depression, it may be as simple as psychotherapy. Cognitive behavioral therapy is oftentimes utilized to help people with problems that they get associated with their thinking around having the illness of diabetes. Sometimes it's maybe just 5 or 6 sessions, and they all of a sudden they feel more empowered, and they feel like they're able to take care of themselves, and they don't have a problem with it. Now, certainly there are other people that get more serious depression, and they could have treatment with medications.
So it just depends upon the person
and how serious the illness is.
Dr. Goen, thank you for being with me.
Thank you very much.